For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University's Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damfus joins me for the monthly conversation on A-State Connections, which is the second Saturday feature every second Saturday of the month. And here is that interview with Dr. Damfus.
It has been a fast summer. In fact, it's the middle of July now.
Right.
A month from now, we'll be back to school again. I mean, it'll be here before we know it. And
sure.
So we're trying to get a lot of those projects done before we get here. There's actually a project. I just walked by a project that's going on at the library right now, some drainage problems that they're working on right now. So the summertime is a good time to go back and kind of take care of some things that kind of have withered a little bit. And so trying to do some upgrades in some areas. And so residence halls, we're working on those very heavily, especially our freshman dorms. Our freshman dorms are about 45 years old, and some of them haven't been renovated in a while, and so we're starting some projects in the lobby area for those places to make them a little bit more attractive and a little homey and cleaner and so on. One of the residence halls, Arkansas Hall, we're actually taking two floors offline and going to completely renovate those rooms, and then the next year, next summer, we'll renovate the rest of Arkansas Hall. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Arkansas Hall is also, we're also looking at refreshing the outside of it. It's a little weathered over the years. And so looking at that project as well. And then in the cafeteria, we've had the same cafeteria basically since we renovated the student union back in the middle of 2005 or 6 or so. So it's been 13 or 14 years since we've done something down there. Our partners with Sodexo have partnered with us to, instead of every year spending a little bit of money on upgrading, they decide, we're grateful for this, to do all the renovations at one time, to do a real changeover in the cafeteria. So the changeover includes taking down one wall and expanding the cafeteria, which makes us have 200 extra seats in there, which will accommodate a larger freshman class, which is what we're trying to create.
Sure.
And then a fresher menu, especially there'll be one item that's especially for allergen-free area. So people who have any kind of food allergies, they can go there. It's completely contamination-free, so they can't accidentally get nuts in there or gluten or whatever in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we'll have two extra serving lines as well that are specialty items. And so we're excited about that. The look is going to be really fresh. It's going to be really red wolfish. It'll have lots of scarlet and black around there. It's going to look really, really good. And they're coming along. It'll be done before the summer is over. So when the first freshman start to hit the campus, that the cafeteria will be done. I walked through it yesterday. It looks really good.
That's been one of the things that I've heard several people hear, that there are, the university does still go on, even though, so when I get a chance to talk to some people, that's one thing they're really excited about. Of course, me too. You can look at me and see that I like to eat.
Look at me both.
But we're really excited about how that's going to look when it comes up open.
And speaking of university still going on, we still have students and faculty and staff here who have always eaten at the cafeteria in the summertime. So we actually have a tent on the east lawn outside the union, and it's air conditioned. It actually feels a little bit like camping. I go over there and eat pretty regularly. The food's still as good as it was before, but it's just kind of eating outside. And so we're accommodating the summer campers and the faculty and staff and students who are here this summer. But it's going to be a real fresh look. And I think that, when students go on their tour, high school seniors who are coming to visit campus, they go on a tour, they walk by the cafeteria as part of their tour, and it had kind of an old feel to it. It felt like a high school cafeteria in a way, and we're really excited about the new look that's going to be there, and I think it'll be really attractive to incoming students. I have heard from several graduating seniors who are upset that I waited so long to do this, but I'll invite them back and I'll buy them lunch someday.
Exactly, that sounds great. And speaking of summer camps, there's been a lot of academies that have been taking place here at Arkansas State University, and it's been fun to see a lot of the younger kids all the way up to high school kids here on campus. And one thing I thought was really interesting was that youngsters were getting involved in coding and drone operations on campus. Kind of talk about that. Is so cool to be able to have that. here?
Sure. One of the things that Arkansas State has always been really strong about, we're trying to emphasize this even more, is bringing high school and middle school students onto our campus to get them used to being on a college campus and get them to start thinking about maybe someday I'll see myself as a college student at A-State.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes cheer camp and band camp and so on. But what's been really interesting in the past few years is that we have had some of our scientists engage in opportunities for students to come and do science and technology on our campus. And so learning about coding, learning about how to fly drones and how drones are used in modern technology and modern economy, robotics. We've got a group that came in. I spoke to a group yesterday that is learning about disaster management and preparedness. And mm-hmm. These are people who someday might be first responders on a disaster scene if there's an earthquake or some kind of terrorist attack or something. That these young people who were in the classroom were high school students who are learning about the opportunities to come to Arkansas State and get a degree in disaster preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a huge number of opportunities for students to come onto our campus to learn about maybe a future career, a future degree path, but mostly about opportunities that are in front of them besides what they're learning about in school, in their high school or junior high.
Fantastic. So that was taking place, one of many camps that were going on campus. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to see them all.
Absolutely.
Here. Absolutely. A couple of the things I'm kind of hitting on here that I think is really interesting, and the Bradbury Art Museum has a really exciting announcement coming up here about hosting exhibitions from the Arkansas Art Center collection in Little Rock. That's going to be huge to be able to have all of those pieces from Little Rock while that center goes through a renovation for a couple of years here at the Bradbury Art Museum. What a jewel to have that on campus.
Well, it's incredible. And people don't realize this about art museums is that sometimes you think, well, I've been to the art museum once, I don't have to go back again. But we really have had been blessed with really great directorship there with Les Christensen, who just retired recently,
mm-hmm.
and our new leadership that's in there now. The idea is to bring through and consistently change the artwork that's in there, and to be able to bring a collection from a place like from Little Rock up to here, even if it's just for a short period of time, at least allows us to see some of that incredible artwork without having to travel down to Little Rock. And Les has done such a great job over the years of bringing through different collections every few months it gets refreshed. It's always something new. To me, it's just fascinating.
Yeah, no, they've also been, they're another one too that's been doing a lot of summer camps and getting,
yes.
and getting more of the, more of the public involved in those things, because it is quite a jewel that might be, some people know about it, some others may not know about it, but hey, there was a great opportunity there to be able to see some really good pieces of art here at Arkansas State University.
Yeah, and speaking of art, we also have another building that's coming online. We were blessed with a gift from the Wingate Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and we're building a 3D art building. Now, 3D art sounds like 3D movies, but it's not. It's sculpture and pottery and woodwork and metalwork and so on. It's that three-dimensional artwork. All of that has been housed in an old building on campus called the Art Annex, and it was a really difficult place for students to learn and feel creative in. It's kind of a closed-in place. The Wingate Foundation provided us money to build, and this is 100% financed, almost 100% financed by private money,
right.
A new building that will showcase the art that's in by our students, but also provide really nice space for our students to come and learn about three-dimensional art. And that, we'll be breaking ground on that in about a month or so, and we're really excited about that. Probably have that built in a year, and by the fall of 2020, we'll have students in there using it, which is really exciting.
And that is a game changer there.
It is.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's going to be a beautiful building. It's going to have an outdoor display area where students can display their art as other people walk by the building, but you'll also be able to see inside the building in the foyer area. It's got huge spaces, workshops where students can work together and work with their professors in there. It's right next to the Fine Arts Building, so it's a really close location for everybody, and so it's going to be beautiful.
Fantastic. One thing I wanted, before I let you run, we got a few more minutes here. I wanted to continue a conversation that we had last month. One of the things I know you were concerned about was that the number of rates of high school students in Arkansas seemed to be very, very high, But when you go to college, it may not so much. And I know we were kind of talking about that a little bit. I wanted to continue with that. Kind of that's been on your heart and been a concern of yours about how we can flip that and turn that around by way of, you know, having higher graduation rates in college for those people who want to go.
Yeah. Well, it's becoming a bit of a crisis, I think, for the state of Arkansas. The number of students who are graduating high school continues to climb, although that's about to go down as well. The birth rate in Arkansas, as it did around the country, dropped right after the recession, the Great Recession. So you can see the birth rate dropped precipitously in 2009, 10, 11, and then start to rise again. Well, those that 2008, 9, 10, 11 is projecting out 2025 to have a very low number of students graduating high school. So that's down the road. There's going to be a huge drop-off in the number of high school graduates anyways. But the percent of kids who graduate from high school going to college continues to drop in the state at I think, an alarming direction. Less than half, 48% of high school graduates in Arkansas are going to college now. So it's really a scary issue because I believe that there's great value in going to college. And so part of the reason this is that I think students don't realize, they hear about student debt and about how high student debt is.
Right.
They don't realize that there are pockets in the country where student debt is an issue, but it's not an issue at Arkansas State University and universities in the state of Arkansas as a whole. We're relatively cheap or inexpensive investment. People think about the return on investment. Is there a job waiting for me when I get out there? Well, there's plenty of jobs right now. That's also another issue. People can get a job right out of high school without a college degree, and people think, why do I need a college degree if I can get a job without it? Well, it turns out you can get a better job with a college degree than you can without one, and,
right.
And the lifetime earnings are tremendously different for people who have a college degree versus a high school degree. The studies bear that out, in spite of the fact that there are people who have been very successful without just a high school diploma. There's examples out there of people who didn't graduate college that were successful, but on the whole, on average, most people do better with a 4-year college degree. And so it's, you know, having camps and summer camps, for example, is just one way of trying to encourage people to be thinking about that. But I think I will be personally be more proactive working with local high schools and junior highs, mm-hmm. Even elementary schools to get students to start thinking about going to college as, if not the only option, at least a good option for it. And that it's accessible. College is accessible. It's not that expensive. There are scholarships. There are ways to make it happen. There are student loans that can take place that can make this possible. And to help students just get in the mindset of, I'm going to go to college unless something else happens, as opposed to I want them to start thinking about this as a default as opposed to not think about it as a default.
Sure.
To think of something else.
Right, exactly. And one of the ways also that y'all make it very, very convenient is, of course, the online program. And A-State Online recently reached a milestone. More than 5,000 students enrolled in that. That's huge.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people out in Arkansas and across the country who can't come to Jonesboro to get a degree. And some of them can't go anywhere to get a degree. They can't leave where they are. They've got a full-time job. They've got a family. There's no colleges nearby. And a few years ago, Arkansas State decided to get into the online education business. And we were an early entrant into that field. And because of that, over the years, we've developed a reputation for having very strong online programs. And we've become an attractive university for people who are looking for a degree online. And the fact is, there are lots of ways to get a degree online. Some of them are very expensive. In fact, that's where some of the problems are coming up with student loan crisis.
Sure.
People getting involved in for-profit universities and getting into very expensive degree programs and getting into debt doing it that way. Our degree programs are relatively inexpensive compared to those for-profit programs. And we're finding more and more students who just say, maybe they went to a community college in BB, and they can't drive from BB to Jonesboro to take the last 2 years of college to get their 4-year degree. More and more people getting their undergraduate degree completed through our online program as well. So yeah, 5,000 people, that's a lot of students who are getting a degree. The problem is, it's a good, on the one hand, people are graduating quickly.
Sure.
On the other hand, you have to replace all those people that graduate. But it's a good problem to have. We love the fact that so many people are being successful. I talked to a student recently who he lives in Little Rock. He started his degree in July, and he'll be finished this August. And so 1 year for a master's degree. And he talked about how, you know, challenging it was. He had to, you know, make sure he had time management skills, and they dedicated weekends to working on his work.
Right.
But he just kind of muscled through, and in a year's investment of time and money, he's got a master's degree, which will help him propel him forward in his career choice. And so I'm excited that Arkansas State is a leader in Arkansas, or the biggest online program in the country, or the biggest graduate program, biggest online program in the state, and the biggest graduate program in the state as well, mostly because of that online program.
Fantastic. This semester, actually, not really this semester, but this fiscal year starts, you know, January 1. We're here almost in the middle of January. You've got a new provost, a couple new deans on. You've got that going on, but really exciting to see. We've been talking to a couple of people. We'll talk to some more as well. But really exciting to kind of see some new people coming in.
Well, the nature of higher education is that people, especially in upper administration, tend to move in and move out eventually.
Yeah.
And we've made some great hires. Really excited about the two new deans that we have coming on board, Lynn Boyd and Abhijit Bhattacharya, mm-hmm. Coming in to take over science and mathematics and engineering, respectively. Both of them are going to hit the road running. They're already here on campus. Dr. Boyd is actually living on campus, which is great. Dr. Utter is living on campus as well, in one of our campus residence halls. And so you can't help but be really involved in your campus if you're living on campus. So it's exciting to see that there's more and more faculty and staff living on campus in our residence halls, which is really interesting. Great leadership there. We're really excited about them coming. We're in the midst of a lot of change at Arkansas State because of our strategic planning exercise that we're going through.
Right.
And we'll really kick that off this coming month. We'll be talking with staff and with alumni. And then in August, end of August, we will be talking with the faculty about this. And then in September with students. And by the end of the year, we'll have our plan written, ready to go, and implement that next year. And so we got all the leadership in place. And now we got the plan in place. And now we just need to start implementing it. And that's the exciting part of the university. Seeing universities don't move very easily. They're large ships with very small rudders.
Right.
But these shifts, a new strategic plan, a new chancellor, a new provost, new deans, all of those can really help kind of shift the direction, nudge it a little bit more quickly than it would otherwise. So we're excited about that.
And when we have you back in August for the second Saturday, we'll be talking about school starting again with the fall semester. Yeah, that's hard to believe.
Don't rush it, but it's going to be here. I miss it. I love having students here, and it's kind of lonely around here. There are a lot of empty parking lots, and they'll be filling back up again pretty soon. But they are starting to filter back in. Student athletes are coming back in.
Yep.
They're the first group that gets here, and then the band gets here, and then the sorority students move in early for rush, and then it's all hands on deck on move-in day in the middle of August to get everybody in. I'm so thankful for all the members of the community who come and help us.
Sure.
We had a meeting about that today. So many churches especially come and help us on move-in day. I don't know how we'd do it without them, and so grateful for the community for helping out on that. I know the community is excited for students to come back too, because it has a huge boost on their economy by having students here. Having another 10,000 students on campus changes everything, traffic patterns, business patterns, and so on.
And that is Arkansas State University's Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphus. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.